Coach Perlis, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
When you heard that Coach Joe Paterno had passed, what were your thoughts?
Mine were very emotional. He was a close friend and a great person, and it was a sad thing to hear.
I think some people kind of forget of all the years you spent in Pennsylvania as the defensive coordinator for all those championship teams in Pittsburgh, which gave you the opportunity to be around Coach Paterno. Tell us, what was he like?
Oh, he was a lot of fun. He'd come to training camp and see some of his ex-players, Jack Ham and Dickie Hulk, and we had a lot of Penn State players on our teams in Pittsburgh, and he'd come and visit with them, and then we'd go have dinner and we'd make a night of it. He was a great friend and a loyal person.
You know, Coach Perlis, what we saw of his public persona. And, you know, here's a small guy and not a yeller and a screamer, at least publicly. How could a guy like that just be such a big presence for a program like that?
Well, he was so smart, and everything was basics and fundamentals. Even his uniform was basic. His shoes were basic. His football was basic and fundamentally strong. He used to say all the time, whenever you lose, whenever you sit back a little bit, you go back to fundamentals, and that's what he believed in, and he did it. He had a great compassion to get these kids through school and get them on their way, and he did that also.
Do you think his legacy will be lost because of this Jerry Sandusky situation? Do you think the media has been fair or unfair to Coach Paterno?
All I know is he's a great friend and a great, loyal guy, and there isn't anybody could say anything to me that would be negative about Joe Paterno. Everything about Joe Paterno with me is positive.
All right. Any news with the MSU Board of Trustees? What are you folks going to be working on this early portion?
Well, we go to work Thursday. We have our meetings this week, Thursday and Friday, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. What's at the top of your agenda?
Oh, I got some things that I shouldn't talk about until I've explained it to the other board members.
All right, Coach Perlis, before we let you go, we've got the Super Bowl set. It's going to be New York against New England. What do you think about that matchup?
I think it's a great matchup. New England's just so powerful offensively, and that's a big problem. Both of them can play good defense, especially New York. So it's going to be a great game, I think. I've heard that the 32nd spots are selling for $5 million and they're already sold out, so there's a lot of interest.
All right, Coach, we're going to call you back in a week or so, a few days before the Super Bowl, just to get your take on what's going to happen and talk about your experiences as being a part of so many wins. We want to send greetings out to your wife, Sally. We understand she had some surgery, so myself and Ed Harden want to say get well, Sally.
Thank you very much. Thank you.